The building was foreclosed on and put up for auction because almost all tenants were gone and it couldn't pay the $91 million mortgage. The foreclosure process is even more tangled because the parking ramp in the basement belongs to the city for the next few years and the parking ramp across the street won't be auctioned until next year. Bankruptcy referee Peter Allen Weinman started the process off.
I'm going to start the bidding at $5 million. Is anybody interested in purchasing this premises for $5 million?
The process started slowly as a contrast between lawyers for mortgage holder LNR Partners and New York City businessman David Nalbandian, and then it accelerated.
We are at $10 million.
The LNR Partners were operating with slight hand gestures, and Nalbandian was on a cell phone in the building auditorium and gesturing more visibly.
Mr. Nalbandian is at $15 million.
Prices climbed.
$23 million. You're at $23 million.
Finally, Nalbandian pulled out, and the mortgage holder won the bid.
To the plaintiff, $28 million.
That clears the way for either development or another sale, with lawyers declining comment on their client's plans. Building bankruptcy trustee Richard Schechter says the tower is likely to wind up as some mix of retail, residential, and office, with those parking ramps important to the future. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.